Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a relationship story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's dive straight in to today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Worried Husband Throwaway, who asks, me, 35 male, with my wife, 29 female, of 5 years, wants a divorce after I requested a paternity test. I met my wife through a mutual friend. We were friends for a year or so before we both became single and decided we were compatible enough to date. We were together 2 years before we got married. I don't know what got into me. My wife is loyal, faithful, but I had been reading statistics about how many men are raising children that aren't their own and had absolutely no idea around the time she found out she was pregnant. We both wanted children. We weren't actively preventing it. About 3 months in, I couldn't take it anymore and I told her I wanted a paternity test. She asked me if I was accusing her of cheating. I said yes. She asked me why and I couldn't answer her. Neither of us has ever cheated or been cheated on. She works very hard, long hours at her job, but has always let me know where she is or who she will be with. If she was going somewhere with friends, I was always welcomed. I don't know why I did this and it's tearing me up. She told me she'd gladly give me the paternity test, but that she was moving back to her mother's until that time because she didn't know if she wanted to continue the marriage. She got an amniocentesis test at about 20 weeks. I'm the father, and when she told me, I was so happy, but she wasn't. She told me that she felt like she fell out of love with me the minute I asked her, and that she had no desire to reconcile. Our daughter was born July 10th. My wife has gone through a lawyer and started through the motions of divorce and issues of custody. She has since gotten her own apartment. She said she wants to keep this as amicable as possible for the sake of our daughter, but I just want to be a family. She doesn't want support or alimony because she makes more than enough to cover herself and our daughter's needs and live a comfortable life. It's taken since February to get her to soften her stance and even think about counseling. She said she loves me, but she isn't sure she can get over this. Now I'm trying to think of how to fix this. I'm just such a broken mess. I want to prepare a list to talk about on Monday at counseling, but I just can't think of anything but apologizing, and that hasn't made a difference in the past months. I don't think it would now. Oh, dearie me. The fact that you read some statistics online and jumped straight to your wife cheating on you, and you know, you asked for this test and she asked, are you basically accusing her of cheating? And you said yes. And I do wonder what the update is going to say, because it sounds like the marriage is pretty much over. But at the same time, like I always do in these stories, I just think, what was going through your mind moments before you came out? I know you said you read statistics, and obviously what was going through your mind is that she was possibly cheating, but why? That she gave you no indication from what you said here. Now, then you went and thrown this accusation and possibly totally fucked up your life. But as always, we're going to cover a couple of those comments before we move on to that update. So, A says, what the fuck? No reason to think she cheated, not one iota. Do you think aliens impregnated her? I'd find it hard to overlook that too. Unicorn Pantaloon says, I'm afraid I agree with her. To take something as precious as a first pregnancy and taint it with garbage from the internet. Well, I'd have trouble loving you too. The whole affair is pretty pathetic. Gandalf says, I know you say you don't know why you did this, but you really need to dig down deep and figure it out. Figure out why you would accuse her of something like that. I'm not asking for a logical reason. I'm asking for the thought process or the root of the feelings behind whatever spurred you to do it. Were you scared of being a dad? Were you scared of locking in on such a long-term commitment with someone? Were you spooked by an outside source? Were you angry about something? Did you feel pressured by the whole gender cuckolding thing? Even if it doesn't make sense, even if it's stupid and irrational, there's going to be a reason. What was going on in your head? Notecake says, you have single-handedly destroyed your marriage by not trusting her without a single reason to be suspicious. Good job. And one more from Sin's Parenza Dope, who says, honestly, it seems like you missed out on much of the pregnancy and bonding family that could tie you together while you were being mistrustful. I think the time to be focused on being together was while your wife was still pregnant, but at this point, I think she's pretty convinced she can do it on her own. So you haven't really demonstrated that you'll be of any value to her. Financially, you are unnecessary. Emotionally, you're inconsistent. And as far as stability goes, you may at any moment snatch the rug from under her feet. You are not an ideal partner. Instead of worrying about couples counseling, I'd look into individual counseling. You're saying it's for no reason, but these other posts are right. There definitely was a reason. Maybe it's that you have some unhealthy new ideas about women, and you should really work on those things. It's a very good sign that she's considering counseling with you, but you could destroy your relationship again if you don't get to the bottom of how you got yourself in this situation anyway. I sincerely wish you good luck. I'm sorry things went down this path for you. You've made some mistakes, but you can learn and change and be a better man in the end. It's okay to eventually give up on the relationship, but don't give up on yourself. And now let's move on to that update to see what happened next. I got to sit down with my wife during my visit with my daughter while she was napping. She says that this was the straw that broke the camel's back. Here is why she went nuclear, as a lot of people said. As much as this hurt, I needed to hear it. I had trouble trusting her, our whole relationship, despite the fact that she never cheated on me or any exes. She's caught me snooping through her phone or email or work laptop before. And because she deals with privileged information, she says I open her up to liabilities with her clients. No, I've never found anything incriminating. She has never hidden anything except work-related things because of confidentiality. Her bank accounts, credit card information, phone records were always open to me because she's caught me snooping before and she wanted to assuage my fears. I had recently installed Tinder on my phone and she had caught me on OkCupid 6 months ago. Her best friend sent her my profile, so she thinks that this is me projecting. She got upset about the hypotheticalness of it all, while she had to be fully open to me. But she says I never showed her the same courtesy and always bitched at her about my privacy. I had my phone passcoded. I would get upset if she did the same, and I'd get angry with her if she went into my computer or email for any reason, even if it was bill-related. She said what really made her not want to work on it was some of the following. She felt no support from me at all before the test. She would come over every other day and talk to me, but I was cold to her, and that she tried to work on it in the beginning. She said my aloofness made her not care. I refused to help her cover the copay for the amniocentesis. She said this was pettiness that made her feel this way. But she was going to get an amniocentesis test anyway because she's paranoid about birth defects and her insurance didn't deem it medically necessary. I went on a few dates after she moved out and she found out. She considered it cheating because she had been attempting to work on our marriage at that point and had even made counseling appointments that I refused to attend until she got the paternity test. I didn't remember about this and didn't include it in my last post. She said she's willing to work on the marriage, but she said that it has to be open both ways and she isn't willing to move back in with me right away. I have to give her the passcode to my phone and delete Tinder. I do not want to give her the passcode to my phone because I think I deserve my privacy. Her other condition is personal therapy, as well as the couple's counseling. I don't want to do this either, because as many of you have pointed out, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be sure. And then there's an additional update which we're going to go straight into it as well. I realize now that I'm not exactly someone you want to sympathize with, and I'm sorry. I do love my wife, it was the name, but I'll remove it just in case, and want to be a better husband and father. But I will not get that chance. In therapy, our therapist had us lay everything out on the table, and I admitted that I was being an unfair hypocrite. She admitted that she's happier without me, despite being a single mother for all intents and purposes. We attempted to talk it through, with her laying out her terms to re-enter the marriage. I still feel I did not cheat on her because she left with no discussion of terms. She feels I cheated because we were still married and actively discussing her eventually rebuilding her trust in me and moving back home. We agreed to try another therapy session, but Tuesday morning she cancelled it and she filed for divorce. We had dinner that night. She told me she was sorry, but she didn't think it would work because her trust at this point was irrevocably broken. I told her it was okay. We sat down and talked about the visitation until she leaves in January, when she'll be moving into a home state with an opportunity that grants her more money and better benefits, including on-site daycare. She told me she harbors no hard feelings towards me, but she wishes it hadn't ended this way. I told her it didn't have to, but she disagreed and said it did. I told her I'd give her access to my phone and such, but the fact that I did that to her left a sour taste in her mouth about it, and she didn't want a relationship where it's considered normal to not share and rifle through the other person's things for no reason, as she put it. We agreed on child support, and we will get it in writing. I make a comparable amount to what she will be making, so we agreed to split baby's expenses. Baby will be on her insurance. I gave her a check for the amount for the Amino. Anything else we can think of? I know there's no chance of getting my wife back now, but how can I be a good dad to baby long distance? We talked about me eventually moving to be in proximity. She made sure to emphasize for baby that we will not be getting back together, but I'm locked into a contract until next December at least. Wow, and OP seemed to leave out, although he said he forgot. I don't think you could really forget that you was trying to go out on dates and stuff whilst you was trying to fix your marriage at the same time. It doesn't. And then refusing to get the counselling, which it sounds like you do need from the very first post. So, yeah, I just don't think you're helping yourself in this situation at all. And I think you should really consider yourself pretty lucky the way your ex-wife is dealing with a situation that, you know, she's saying that she doesn't hold anything against you and she just wants what's best for the child now. But whatever happens, I do hope that you build some kind of healthy co-parenting relationship and you don't try to pursue her any further, because it sounds like marriage is completely over and it's all about the child now. So I do wish you luck with that. But anyway, what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and we'll move on to another story.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ori. And our next story comes from Throwaway Dish Plus 7522, who says, I think my sister's boyfriend is lying about his degree. Dad wants to hire him. What should I do? And it does follow with an update as well. My sister, Nina, is dating Noah. They've been together 3 years. Noah claims to have a degree in a certain field, and I think he's lying because, number one, I tried to have a conversation with Noah about his degree in our first meeting, and he said that he didn't want to talk about work. At the time, he was working retail, where he had stated these skills were not required. 2. When he told me what university he went to, I commented that I had a friend who went there around the same time and asked if he knew him. And Noah said that he misspoke and it was a different university, even though he named the first uni more than once. 3. He doesn't have any pictures of his graduation or his time at uni. He openly admits that his diploma is not in his possession. He claims that when he last moved, he put all of his uni stuff into the same box, which then got lost in the move, and he has yet to replace it. He lost it 3 years ago, so he hasn't replaced his diploma in 3 years, and laments that he can't prove that he has this degree. I've suggested he contact his uni and ask, or use an online service to access his transcripts, and he responds that it's too much hassle. 4. I googled Noah's name and the university. Noah claims to have worked on a couple of things while he was there and had his dissertation published. Nothing came up in my search. As I said, when he met my sister, he was working retail. Not knocking people who work retail, and I did myself until recently, but I was in a low demand field and didn't expect to go right into my ideal career path, while Noah is in a high demand field and claims to have worked at a major company in his chosen field for years before quitting at a time his industry was thriving. In theory, he should have had his pick of jobs, but chose to work retail, which he says he hates. I admit that all of these on their own can look innocent, but when you combine all of this, something feels off. My suspicion is a fake degree. I would stay out of it, except my dad has his own business and there's a job available that requires someone with a degree similar to Noah's. So Dad has told me that he's going to offer Noah the job. It's Dad's choice, but I'm nervous. I do some work for my dad's company myself on a purely selfish level. I would like not to be screwed over by Noah. And on a less selfish level, this job Dad needs to fill affects everyone working there. So I would like for the employees and the rest of the family to not be screwed over by Noah potentially being incompetent or shady. Dad views Noah as the son he never had, while Nina and I are not close for a few reasons. But I would much rather address this now, even if I'm wrong, than leave it for years and deal with the amassed fallout. My hesitation is that I don't know how to approach it. Some relationships here are already strained and I don't want to further strain things, but I don't know how best to go about this. How do I best present my concerns without causing even more problems? Who do I talk to first? ETA, I'm 27 female, Nina is 30 female, Noah is 32 male, Dad's 55. And it was like OP said in this situation, you know, individually, you know, they could come across as innocent, but two really jumped out to me, you know, that he said he misspoke and it's actually a different university. I mean, that's quite a hard thing to do, I would imagine. And it even said, even though he named the first uni more than once, so he misspoke several times. It seems a bit, yeah, alarm bells are ringing. And I guess one of the issues is if you do bring this up with Dad and the way he looks at Noah, and because you don't really get on with Nina at all, it could look like he was being purposely negative towards them both as a couple. So it could backfire in that way. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do it or anything like that, but I just guess there's that risk. If I was you, if I was in your situation, I think, you know, it's your dad, you can have this conversation and, you know, raise your concerns if you're that worried. I don't think there's anything wrong with raising those concerns. How other people deal with it and take that information is up to them in the end. You're just doing what's best for this particular situation. You're just looking out for your dad and yours as well. Best interest. And I can't see there's anything wrong with that. I think the information you got is pretty shady, but I'm guessing we're going to find out about that in that update. But before we do that, let's cover a couple of comments to see what they say. And we'll start off with His Impending Boldness, who says, talk to your dad, tell him your concerns, say if the degree doesn't matter, it doesn't matter, but ask Dad to have Noah show him his transcript. The college will send it out. To which Opie replies saying, I suggested Noah get his transcript or copy of the diploma. He says it's too much hassle to contact the uni and get it. I'll tell Dad to ask Noah, but Noah will probably give that same bit again. Toronto Food Junkie says, number two is extremely suspicious. That alone says he doesn't have a degree or may not have even have went to college. Opie replies saying, number two is definitely suspicious. The city he said he went to uni in has a few universities, so if he had just said the wrong one once, I would have believed he misspoke. But he said the wrong name a few times over the night, and when I pointed out a link, he named a different one in the same city, which is just suspicious. Ancient Regular says, does the possible pretend degree have a direct connection with a job your dad wants to hire him for? Honestly, just mention to your dad that a few things don't add up and get a confirmation of his degree. It really won't be difficult to prove, and if he's running a proper business, he wants to make sure of that too. Edit, your dad should be the one to get the proof of the degree. I'm sure what you've noted in the post almost does sound like a vendetta that you're out to prove he's dodgy. Just remember, if you're wrong and you go in all gung ho, that will backfire on you. OP replies saying, yes, Dad would not even think about hiring him for this job if he didn't have this degree. I'm sure Dad will get Noah to give him his documents so that he has them. But I could see Noah giving him a bit about losing his diploma and not pushing it because it's Noah. I worked for Dad for about 2 years before he got my documents because I just forgot. ETA, I'll leave it to Dad. At first I brushed it off, then I thought he was dodgy, and after that, there could be some confirmation bias. And I don't want to piss off Nina, so I'll just leave it in Dad's hands, but I don't know if Dad will follow up, to be honest. Now we're going to move on to that update to see what happened. I pretended to be Dad and used his credentials to access a degree verification service someone on here informed me of to try and find Noah. Nothing. I then messaged Dad. Hi Dad, about Noah. If you want to offer him a job, go for it, but I used the website to try and verify his degree because Noah said it was a hassle and I thought I'd save you a step and nothing came up. Probably just a system error, or I had the wrong spelling or something, but you're going to need proof for the insurance people, so make sure that you check it out with Noah before he starts. If you need me to walk Noah through his first day, just let me know, and I'll take the day off work to help. Love you. Dad immediately realized what I was up to and called me, telling me to cut the bullshit. He asked me to walk him through it, so I laid it out the way I did in my post, with my reasons and the verification website, and I got him to look up on his end too. on a different service, and he also couldn't find Noah. He thanked me for bringing this to his attention and asked me to leave the rest to him. The next bit is how Dad relayed it to me. He called Noah, invited him over, offered him the job, and Noah accepted. He then said the only thing he needed was proof of the degree. Noah gave the same bit about not having records on hand. Dad said that was fine. He was on Noah's uni website and they had a number to call to get your records, so he asked Noah to make the call. Noah broke. He had gone to that university for 2 months. He started in October and dropped out in December. He regretted it badly and tried to go to a second university the next year, and again was there for 2 months before dropping out again. He had always meant to go back but never managed it. He accepted that job Dad offered because it sounded easy enough and he had those 4 months of basic info, so he figured he could go from there. Dad said that he could not base his ability in this job off of 2 repeated months of uni. Dad has no degree himself, so he doesn't judge people who don't, but he couldn't give Noah this job without appropriate qualifications. There were, however, other jobs within the company that Noah could do without qualifications, that paid better than his existing retail job, though not as well as the job that required the degree. Dad said that if Noah wanted the job that didn't require the degree, he would give it to him. He also said that if Noah wanted to take that job and stay in it, that it was fine and there would be room for growth without a degree. But if he wanted, he could go back to uni to get the degree needed for the degree job, which would be his after graduating. He said the only thing he needed in exchange was for Noah to tell Nina the truth, if he already hadn't. Noah said he'd think about it and left. He must have told Nina the truth because I got a call from her asking if I knew about this and what I had known, and when I had known it. I told the truth and we got into an argument and she blocked me. From past experience, she'll unblock me when she's ready and we can talk this all through then. Dad's grateful that I warned him, but we're both hoping that Noah takes Dad's offer because Dad wants Noah to be able to provide for Nina, and I'm hoping that Nina doesn't hate me. We kind of had our suspicions that Nina would maybe take it this way from what you said about your past, that you haven't really got along, and I know. And I found it really interesting the way your dad dealt with it as well. I was expecting to sort of like to go mad at him at one stage, but he absolutely didn't. He just turned it around and said, look, I can offer you another job, or you can go to university, then you can have this job when you do graduate. And I think that's an amazing offer for Noah to be able to do that, even with the lying that's gone on in this post. But what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, a huge thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today, getting involved in the channel, the likes, the subscribes, everything you do is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for your love, time, and support, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today...